Welcome to another Apple Watch feature demonstration. And in this demonstration, I thought I'd show you what I found out about playing music on the Apple Watch, switching between playing music on the Apple Watch and playing on the iPhone. This is a very preliminary demonstration, but I thought it would be good to at least get some type of demonstration out there in the world so you can start having a play with playing music on your Apple Watch or on your iPhone, again via your Apple Watch controlling it. So let me wake my Apple Watch up, touch the screen.
10:44 and 3 seconds.
Bring up my Apple Watch home screen, pressing the digital crown once.
Home. Music.
And you can tell that's the last one I used, but if I flick back to the left.
Clock.
Okay, I've currently got mine arranged to the right of my middle icon for the clock. Okay, so I flick to the right.
Music.
There's my music, and I could have also asked Siri to open up music as well. So one finger double tap on music.
Music. 0 seconds elapsed. Back button.
Okay, so current track I'm currently playing is 0 seconds elapsed. Now, I'm just going to show you something when I'm not playing anything. If I scroll the digital crown back towards me.
41%. 30%. 14%.
Okay, that's actually adjusting the volume of the music playback. So if I wind it away from me.
26%. 43%. 66%. 90%. 100%.
Okay, so it's using the digital crown to turn the volume up and down. So let me flick to the right.
John Williams, an absolute greatest. 40 years,
True Blue. Kutamundra is the name of the song, and John Williams is the artist, and the True Blue is the name of the album. Flick to the right.
Previous track. Button.
That's previous track.
Play. Button.
Play button.
Next track.
Button. Next track.
Volume. 100%.
That's volume, and of course, I can also use the slider here if I want to. So one finger flick down.
90%, 80%, 70%. 60%.
Okay, remember it's adjusting the music volume, not the volume of voiceover. So flick up.
70%, 80%, 90%, 100%.
And flick to the right again. And that's it. I can just go back to the previous track if I wish just by using these buttons here. So flick back to the left to previous.
Next track, play. Previous track.
And button. One finger double tap to go back.
Previous track.
And touch top left hand side of the screen.
0 seconds elapsed. Back
and
button.
Flick to the right.
Salisbury Street. John Williams, an absolute greatest.
40 years true blue. Salisbury Street. So I'm going to flick to the right.
Previous track.
Flick to the right again.
Play. Next track. Button.
Okay, I'm back to the next track because Kutamundra is my favorite, one of my favorite tracks.
Next track.
Okay, now I'm going to flip back to the left.
Play. Button.
And I'm going to start playing it. Now what's going to happen is it's going to play through my iPhone. So one finger double tap on that. Okay, and I'm going to turn the volume down on the winder using digital crown.
65%, 42%, 13%.
Okay, right down, turn up a little bit.
28%, 49%.
Okay, now you might assume two finger double tap starts and stops music. I'll do that now. It doesn't, okay? So to stop it, I have to find the play pause button.
Volume 14.
Okay, one finger double tap.
Play.
And that pause play button was right in the middle of the screen. Okay, now just a note about changing sources on the Apple Watch itself, i.e. playing music from your iPhone as a source back to playing the Apple Watch as a source. If you don't have any Bluetooth speakers or headphones connected to your Apple Watch itself, you can't play music from your Apple Watch. You can only play music as a source with your iPhone playing with its own speaker internally, or if you've got AirPlay speakers playing through the AirPlay speakers connected to your iPhone. And for myself, I've kind of got my Apple Watch paired to my Jambox speaker and also to my Beats wireless headphones as well. So I've got two options to listen to source as an Apple Watch, so music on the Apple Watch, going out to even external Bluetooth speaker and my headphones. Keeping in mind that because they're Bluetooth, you're going to get voiceover going through those speakers as well, as opposed to when I'm using the iPhone as music. The music just plays through the iPhone. Of course, the voiceover from the Apple Watch stays on the Apple Watch. And the same when I've chosen my AirPlay speakers that are also attached to my iPhone as well. So the way to bring up the source option and other options as well, including shuffle and repeat. I do a force touch on the screen, so hold my finger down.
Play. Shuffle. Button.
Okay, and you hear it go, or the, and you hear it make a noise. And the first option is actually the shuffle control. If I flick to the right.
Repeat. Button.
That's our repeat button.
Source. Button.
Here's our source button.
Airplay. Button.
Airplay, and that's it. Let me go through these in reverse order. So airplay, one finger double tap on airplay.
Airplay.
Flick to the right.
Airplay. Heading. Selected. iPhone.
Okay, so currently selected to iPhone. And this is, remember, this is music playing off my iPhone, okay? Not the actual Apple Watch itself. So flick to the right.
Act 1.
That's AQ1.
Act 2.
Act 2.
Act 3.
Act 3.
Act 4.
Act 4.
Lounge room.
Lounge room, that's the Apple TV.
Toy room.
Toy room, that's another Apple TV. So if I flick back to the left.
Act 4.
And I select AQ2, which is currently in my dining room.
Act 3. Play. Button. 0 seconds elapsed.
Okay, and I'm going to turn the volume up so we can hopefully hear it because I'm at the other end of the house.
100%.
Do it 100%. Touch the middle of the screen.
Play. Button.
Okay, double tap. And I hope we can hear it because I'm at the other end of the house. Here we go. Double tap on play.
Pause.
And there it goes. That's me playing music on my iPhone via my AQ2 audio speaker, AirPlay speaker, currently in the dining room.
Pause. Button. Play.
Okay, one finger double tap to pause. So force touch again on the screen.
Play. Shuffle. Button.
Flip to the right.
Repeat. Source. AirPlay. Button.
Okay, and I'm going to change AirPlay back to iPhone.
AirPlay.
Flick to the right.
AirPlay. Heading. iPhone.
Okay, I choose iPhone.
iPhone. 24 seconds elapsed. Back button.
Okay, so back to the main playing screen, and I've currently got 24 seconds elapsed in the current track. Force touch again on the screen.
Play. Shuffle.
Okay, there's button. Shuffle. Flick to the right.
Repeat. Source. Button.
Now, we'll get to source at the end when I've dealt with the repeat and the shuffle buttons, and then we'll see what happens. Okay, so flick back to the left.
Repeat.
Double tap on repeat.
Repeat. Cancel. Button.
The first one's cancel button.
Selected. Repeat off.
That's repeat off, currently selected.
Repeat song.
Repeat song.
Repeat all.
And repeat all. So I'm going to select cancel, flick back to the left.
Repeat song. Selected. Cancel.
Button. Double tap.
Cancel. 24 seconds elapsed. Back button.
Okay, force touch.
Play. Shuffle.
Let's see what shuffle has to say for itself. One finger double tap on shuffle.
Shuffle. Cancel. Button.
Flick to the right.
Selected. Shuffle off.
Off is currently selected for shuffle.
Shuffle all.
And shuffle all. Okay, so flick back to left.
Cancel.
Cancel.
Button. 24 seconds elapsed. Back button.
Now before I go and change my source from my iPhone back to my Apple Watch, I'm going to come out of this current track, top left-hand side.
30 seconds elapsed. Back button.
Okay, and as you can tell, I slightly listened to a little bit more of it for another 6 seconds during this demonstration. So one finger double tap to go back.
John.
Now keep in mind, what I'm actually doing is navigating all the albums, etc. on my iPhone. I'm still on the album for John Williamson. Top left-hand side of the screen again.
John Williamson. Back button.
Back button, double tap. And flick to the right.
Abergold, Abba.
So here's all my albums. Abergold, which is the one I always use for doing my testing on the Mac and the iPhone.
Absolute Greatest.
Absolute Greatest, that's John Williamson.
Affirmation, Savage Garden.
Affirmation, Savage Garden.
Age of Reason, John Farnham.
Age of Reason, John Farnham, etc. Okay, so again, if I wanted to play any of those on my iPhone, I could double tap on them. But let me go back one further level.
Absolute Greatest.
Okay, touch on the top left-hand side of the albums button, one finger double tap.
Music, music.
Okay, and touch top of the screen.
Now playing, John Williamson.
Well, it tells me what's playing if I double tap on it.
Now play, 30 seconds elapsed.
Okay, back we've gone button. Straight back into the current track. Okay, so top left-hand side.
30 seconds elapsed.
Double tap.
Back button, music.
And touch the music. Screen, flick to the right.
Now playing, John Williamson.
Okay, back to where we were before.
Artists.
I've got artists,
albums,
songs,
playlists,
and that's it. And we'll go back to now playing just to be consistent.
Now playing. Double check on that. Now play. 30 seconds elapsed. Back button.
Okay, so let's now change that source from my iPhone back to my Apple Watch from where I'm actually playing the music from. So force touch on the screen, play. My finger. Shuffle. The bleep. Flip to the right.
Repeat. Source button.
Source button. One finger double tap.
Source. Cancel.
And button. Flick to the right.
Choose a music source to play from.
Okay, so choose a music source to play from.
Apple Watch.
Apple Watch.
Selected. iPhone.
Currently selected with the iPhone. So I flip back to the left.
Apple Watch.
Choose Apple Watch.
Select. Kutumundra. Cancel.
I flick to the right.
AirPlay. Heading. Jambox by Jawbone.
So I've got Jambox by Jawbone.
Powerbeats Wireless.
Powerbeats Wireless. Turn my Jambox on for the moment. Being not an AirPlay speaker, it's a Bluetooth speaker, I'm going to get VoiceOver coming through the Bluetooth speaker as well. So if I flip back to the left.
AirPlay. Heading.
Okay, so that's currently now VoiceOver also going from my Bluetooth speaker.
Cancel. Button.
I'm now going to select cancel because I can, because I've already selected the speaker.
Play. Empty time label. Back button.
Okay, and you just notice that now it says empty time label because now I switched from the iPhone back to the actual Apple Watch. And I've actually only put a few songs on here at the moment. I'm going to flick to the right.
Previous track. Button.
So previous track.
Play. Button.
Play.
Next track.
Next Dude. Track.
Volume. 93%. Adjustable.
93%. What I'm going to do is I'm going to turn that volume down. I'm just using the digital crown, rolling it towards me.
70%. 62%.
Now, unlike my AirPlay speaker or the volume going to my iPhone,
50%.
That's also turning down VoiceOver because, of course, VoiceOver is also going through the same audio source now. Let me just go top left-hand side.
Empty time label. Back button.
Empty time label. One finger double tap on that. Back button.
Music. Music.
Okay, so here's my current music screen. So flick to the right, and this is, of course, on my Apple Watch.
Now playing.
Now playing, which is nothing.
Artists.
So I've got artists.
Albums.
Albums.
Songs.
Songs.
Playlists.
Playlists. Same as the iPhone music screen for that source. So I haven't got much on here at the moment, so I'm going to flip back and choose songs.
Songs.
One finger double tap on songs.
Songs. Back button.
Flick to the right.
Animal, neon trees.
Oh, animal, okay.
Better Things, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings.
Better Things.
Mask Nada, Feed,
The Black Eyed Peas, I have Sergio got Mendes. No idea what some of these songs are. Flick to the right.
Round and Round, Selena Gomez and the Scene.
Round and Round.
Shake, Sam Cooke.
Shake, right, I think I know what that one is. So let's play Shake, for example. So one finger double tap on Shake.
Shake, 1 second elapsed. Back button.
Okay, let's try a two-finger double tap again. And no, still doesn't work. Let me touch the top left-hand side of the screen.
9 seconds elapsed.
Okay, back flick button. To the right.
Shake, Sam Cooke 30 greatest hits, Sam Cooke portrait of a legend.
Okay, flick to the right.
Previous track.
Previous track.
Button.
Pause.
Button. Next track.
Next track.
Button.
Volume. Same as the Next other track. Screen.
Pause. Button.
And one-finger double tap on pause.
Play.
And of course, again, I can turn the volume up and down. Of course, both things are going to turn up and down for VoiceOver and the music. Okay, so the current problem I've got, I want to now go back from my Apple Watch source with my Bluetooth speaker back to my iPhone. The issue that I currently had that I've taken out of this recording, because it was a bit of a waste of time for you to listen to, if I do one finger double tap and hold, I get two options, the source button and the now playing button. None of those two buttons, at least as far as VoiceOver is concerned, are active. So I can double tap on source and I don't go anywhere. I hear a bleep as if there's information coming up on the screen, and the same with a now playing button. So the only way that I can actually get back to a normal state of where I can actually select the iPhone as my alternative source and the Apple Watch is to basically turn my Bluetooth speaker off here and restart my Apple Watch again. Now please keep in mind, I know this is actually version 1.0 of the software. This is just a workaround that I've currently found. There might be some other issue going on, but for the moment, I've just found just restarting my Apple Watch is the easiest. And I'll do that now. I'll pause the recording and we'll come back to the music app and we'll change the source to the iPhone and continue with the demo. Okay, so I've restarted my Apple Watch. I'm back in the music app itself. I'm gonna do a force touch on the screen.
Artists.
Okay, source button
now playing.
And the button. Now playing button. Hopefully this will work this time. I'm just going to double tap on source.
Now playing. Cancel. Button.
Ah, that sounds a little bit better now. Thank goodness for that. So flick to the right.
Choose a music source to play from.
Choose a music source to play from.
Apple Watch.
So Apple Watch.
Selected. iPhone.
And it's gone back to my iPhone, which is what I want. So that's fine.
Apple Click Watch.
Back to left.
Choose a music source to play. Cancel.
And finish double tap on cancel.
Cancel. Music.
And let's see, it should have actually switched screens to John Williamson playing on my iPhone. So top left hand side of the screen.
Music.
Flick to the right.
Now playing John Williamson.
Yep, now playing John Williamson. Fantastic. Okay, so let me show you what I was going to do after all that. Was to say you can basically control any source that's playing in audio on your iPhone. So I'm going to grab my iPhone and I'll give you two examples. I'm going to run my Audible app. I'm going to run the Twit Network app from the Twit Network. So flick back to the left.
Page 1 of 3. Find my friends. Kindle. Twitter. Apple Watch. Audible.
Okay, there's Audible. One finger double tap. Open.
Audible. Elsirian. Back button.
And I'm listening to a book called Elsirian.
Elsirian. Heading.
By Ben Hale.
Delete. Button. Download all. Refresh. Part 1 by Ben Hale, narrated by Progress, 6 hours, part 2.
And I'm up to part 2 as it turns out. So one finger double tap to start playing.
This
back
is one
button.
Podium Publishing presents Elsirian.
Okay, and just two finger double tap, of course, with VoiceOver on the iPhone to stop playing. So pop that down. Now if I come back to my watch and wake it up with a tap.
12:51 and 11 seconds.
And I'm going to press the digital crown twice, and that should take us back to the music app.
Music.
Okay, touch top left-hand side of the screen.
Music.
Flick to the right.
Now playing Ben Hale.
Okay, now playing Ben Hale, which is the name of the author. Finger double tap.
Now, empty time label. Back button.
Okay, empty time label. Funny that. Flick to the right.
Previous track.
Previous button. Track.
Play.
Next track.
Next track.
Volume.
Volume. 49%.
Etc. Etc. So one finger flick
swipe
back
up
to left.
Down. Next track, play. Button.
And of course our two finger double tap doesn't work as normal. So if I double tap now and play.
Pause.
Chronicles of Luminaire, written by Ben Hale, read
play.
By Garrett Cook.
Button.
Chapter 13.
Okay, that's playing the audio book now on my iPhone. And if I flick to the right,
next track.
Choose next button. Track.
Next track.
Chapter 14.
Okay, chapter 14.
Talendale.
Flip back to
play.
Left.
Previous track.
And double tap. Double
previous
tap twice.
Track. Previous track.
The House of Runia.
Okay. So, flip back to the right.
Play.
Double tap on play.
Pause.
So I can go to the previous and next track and pause the book playing on my iPhone. And of course I can control the volume as well with the audiobook playing with the digital crown on my Apple Watch or choose that volume slider on the screen as well. So let me just go and start the Twit Network, and basically with that one, it's just going to start and stop the audio, but I just want to show you that it can do it. So I'm going to use my handwriting mode to find it.
Handwriting, lowercase.
Just going to write T.
T, 26 apps.
And W.
W, 5 apps, Twit.
That's Twit, double tap on Twit.
Opening Twit. Twit, show title. Now playing, reruns, yums, Twit stream, dim, text field.
All kinds of different media. Leo was telling me the other day that...
Okay, so if I stop that playing, two-finger double tap as normal, and now come back to my Apple Watch.
12:55 and 34 seconds.
Press the digital crown twice to go back to the last app used, which was music.
Music. Empty time label. Back button.
Okay, it currently says empty time label, and I'm going to flip to the right.
Previous track.
Now, it's still in that screen that I left off for playing with Audible. I'm just going to go top left-hand side.
Empty time label.
Double tap on the back button, and we'll just see
music,
what the now playing
music.
Says. Flick to the right.
Now playing.
So now playing doesn't say anything. One finger double tap on now playing.
Empty time label. Back
now
button.
If I flick to the right.
Previous track. Play.
Okay,
button.
Let's double tap on play and see if we can restart the Twit Network streaming.
Pause.
Yep. Certainly can.
Play.
Fantastic.
You can
And if I double tap on the play button again,
pause.
It stopped it. And let's just double tap.
Play, pause.
Let's turn the volume up while the digital crown is scrolling it away from me.
100%
images, not total. That's how many new ones.
Yes, I think that indeed turned it up. Scroll it back.
56%, 48%.
And there we go.
Play, play.
To have a play with running various audio apps. I'm looking forward to actually doing it with the Netflix app, particularly if there's more audio described movies coming on board. That'll be handy to start and stop it when I need to talk to my children. So that completes this demonstration of playing a bit around with the music app. So as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.